USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is continuing to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. This time it's before a House Financial Services Committee following the Fed's approval of a large interest rate increase. Powell shares what he says he believes is causing inflation in America.
A lot of the places where prices have gone up quite a bit have been situations where supply is constrained and demand is very strong.
Some Democrats argue without proof that corporations are price gouging and contributing to inflation, while Republicans say overspending by government is causing an increase in prices. The Supreme Court is striking down New York State's concealed carry weapons law. It required people to show proper cause to get a license to carry a concealed handgun outside of their home. The vote was 6-3. USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
A new survey released found that many Americans, including a majority of independent voters, believe red flag laws could be abused by government officials. The survey by Convention of States Action and the Trafalgar Group asked, do you believe the red flag gun control laws designed to temporarily take guns away from individuals has the potential to be abused by local authorities and government officials to disarm their political opponents? Close to 47% of voters and a majority of Republicans, 72%, and independents, 52.3%, said red flag laws could be abused. Federal prosecutors are pushing for at least a 30-year sentence for convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell. In a filing ahead of next Tuesday's sentencing in New York, prosecutors say the late Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman should get 30 to 55 years behind bars. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
A jury is finding the driver in a crash in Times Square, New York, not responsible.
A man who used his car to run over pedestrians in Times Square has been cleared of responsibility because of mental illness. The verdict came Wednesday at the New York City trial of Richard Rojas. The jury affirmed an insanity defense claiming Rojas was so mentally ill he didn't know what he was doing during the 2017 attack. It injured 20 people and killed a young tourist. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Arizona House on Wednesday passed a bill that would expand the state's education savings program, making it universally accessible. The American Federation for Children reporting the bill now goes to the Senate, which has long been supporters of school choice, echoing public sentiment, including a majority of Arizona residents. The move would enable families to use public education dollars for the educational expenditures of their choice, including private school tuition and homeschooling resources. An Oregon man who pleaded guilty to illegally shipping live scorpions to Germany has been sentenced. Federal prosecutors say Darren Drake imported and exported dozens of live scorpions without licensing. One of the boxes was labeled chocolates, and his punishment includes 2 years federal probation, along with a $5,000 fine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.